This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to high school basketball on a Saturday night. I'm Terry Toad coming to you from Hillsboro High School, where tonight the Hillsboro Hilltoppers entertain the Carlinville Cavaliers in a boys' high school basketball game, which actually tops off a full day of basketball activity here at Hillsboro High School. These two schools have done this for the past several years. They will start out at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and play the girls' junior varsity game, followed by the boys' JV game, and the girls' varsity game completed just moments ago. Hillsboro beat Carlinville 59-49. So that sets up our boys' game tonight between the Cavies and the Toppers. And we hope you enjoyed our Fighting Illini coverage. We understand the Illini came away with a win against a pretty good Gonzaga basketball team. So the Illini off to a great start this season. So we've got boys' high school basketball here on this Saturday evening on WSMI FM 106. We'll take our first break. We'll come back with more from Topperland in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call, and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
First National Bank has committed $2,500 in matching donations to food pantries in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville this holiday season. Join us in helping others by stopping by or mailing your donation to your local FNB banking center. Call 229-3701 for details. First National Bank, member FDIC, and your community.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, the Verdon Dairy Queen, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield, and by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Hillsboro High School, where the Hilltoppers will take on the Carlinville Cavaliers. A good crowd on hand this evening. As we mentioned, they had four basketball games here this evening. Also, some entertainment provided by the dance team here at Hillsboro, and the high school cheerleading squad did a dance routine as well. So here we are into the early part of the boys' 2010-2011 season. The Cavaliers come in with an 0-1 record, losing to Gillespie. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers have lost to three pretty good teams here in the early going. They are 0-3 to start off the season. Let's have a quick look at the starting lineups. First off, for the Cavaliers, who are still playing without two key members of their squad, Josh Carnduff and Dane Benty, both still out of the lineup. They're in street clothes tonight, in the civvies, so to speak, on the bench with Coach Mike Rigoni. Brendan Stewart, who has battled injuries as well, is back in uniform tonight. He will not get the start, but he is back and available for the Cavaliers. They will start tonight Brad Wise, a 5'9 senior, Luke Davis, a 6-foot junior, Kyle Kleeman, a 6'2 senior, Adelmo Marcuri, a 5'11 sophomore, and Nick Evans, a 6-foot senior. So it's Wise, Davis, Kleeman, Marcuri, and Evans for the Cavies, again coached by Mike Rigoni, assisted by Alan Cooper. Well, the Hilltoppers, under new coach Joe Vanzo, Joe's got this starting lineup tonight. Evan Malloy, a 6-foot senior. Ian Calvert, a 6'1 junior. Kiefer Thacker, a 6'1 senior. Dylan Perkins, a 6'3 junior. And Matt DeLuca, a 6'3 junior. So it's Malloy, Calvert, Thacker, Perkins, and DeLuca for Joe Vanzo and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. And Joe's assistants, Jeremy and Chase Connor, as the Toppers and the Cavaliers get ready to square off here on this cold, windy Saturday evening. Boy, it turned raw late this morning, and it has been cloudy and cold and a little bit of snow activity across the listening area. Has really made it feel like wintertime. And, of course, when wintertime hits, that's when basketball heats up. We've got more basketball this week. In fact, we've got a terrific week of basketball coming up beginning Monday night. Girls High School doubleheader, Pena at Litchfield, Southwestern at Carlinville. Our coverage begins at 7:30 on FM 106. Tuesday night, Litchfield at Southwestern, Hillsboro at Lincolnwood again. Our coverage begins Tuesday night at 7:30 with boys basketball. The Illini back on the airwaves Wednesday night as they will play host to Oakland. And that'll be a live pregame at 6:30 Wednesday night. And then next Friday night in boys basketball, Pena at Litchfield and Pawnee at North Mac in a big Prairie State Conference battle. So a full week of basketball for you. And, of course, coming up a week from today, more Sports Saturday at 9:05 on WSMI FM 106. And to keep up with all of our high school sports broadcasts and to find the podcasts of our high school sports broadcasts, and our sports schedule, and ways to listen to each game on the Internet through our friends at Network One Sports, just go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. So it's the Hilltoppers, it's the Cavaliers, it's boys high school basketball. We'll be back with more from Hillsboro High School right after these messages.
Hillsboro Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsboro Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsboro Energy.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs, and we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
Hi, this is Dan with Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Do you have a vision for your property? Let us complete your ideas by spring. Order now to take advantage of our lower prices for construction this winter. You'll get more building for less and move in by spring when you participate in Morton's limited time winter work promotion. Call us in Litchfield today at 324-2002 or go to mortonbuildings.com.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Hillsboro High School this evening. Tony Tuzzo is producing our broadcast at our WSMI studios this evening. Earlier tonight in the girls' varsity game, Hillsboro defeated Carlinville 59-49. And in this ball game tonight, the Hilltoppers bring an 0-3 mark in against Carlinville. We mentioned the lone loss by the Cavaliers was to the Gillespie Miners the other night. Hilltoppers lost on opening night to Shelbyville, then lost to Nokomis, and then was beaten by a pretty good Alton Marquette ball club earlier this week. Our officials today, Dave Sands from Salem, Keith Van Syok from Farina, and our buddy Jay Smith from Vandalia. Pretty good officiating crew on hand today. In fact, I think this is the second game these guys have done today. Some of these guys have done a college game earlier today and other high school games earlier in the day. So they're doing double duty tonight to make sure we have basketball. Jumping center Kyle Kleeman at 6'2 for the Cavaliers, going up against Ian Calvert for the Toppers. Cavies get the tip, and we are underway. High school basketball on a Saturday night. Carlinville with a basketball. Here's Kleeman out front, around to the left side, gives it off to Brad Wise. Back out to Luke Davis, drives inside the paint. They swing it back around to the right corner. That's Kleeman. Kleeman will give the ball off to Davis. He'll come across the lane, dump the ball off to Brad Wise, and a traveling call against the Cavaliers, and that's how this game starts off tonight. And the ball will go back to the Hilltoppers. We're just about a half a minute into the opening quarter. Toppers with the basketball, no score. Here's Calvert out front with it, swings it around to Matt DeLuca. Back around to the left side to Perkins as the Toppers keep the ball around the perimeter. Here's Perkins in the left corner. Back to the top of the key. Now deep into the left corner again. Back out to Perkins. On a pass through Evan Malloy. Here's Malloy touching the ball out front. Looks like the Cavaliers are in a 1-2-2 zone defense. Here's Evan Malloy, left side, into the corner. Dylan Perkins, as the Toppers try to be patient here on offense and find that seam in the defense. Here's a three from the corner. Good! So Dylan Perkins opens up the ball game tonight and gets the Toppers on the board 3-0. 7 minutes to go first quarter. Cavaliers with the basketball. Here's Kleeman. Gives the ball out front to Luke Davis. The pass over towards Adelmo Marcuri, tipped away. Adelmo rushes back into the backcourt and gets it after it was tipped by the Hilltoppers. So no over and back call. Marcuri feeds underneath on the baseline. The ball deflected away, and Matt DeLuca comes up with it for the Toppers. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Toppers with a 3-0 lead in the basketball. Here's Malloy, right side. A bounce pass back out front. Back to Malloy along the right side, outside the three-point arc. Having a couple of dribbles, fires the ball across to Ian Calvert. Calvert to the free throw line to Thacker. Keeper from the free throw line hits it. And the Toppers lead 5-0. 6:09 to go first quarter. Jump shot from Brad Wise. Up no good from the right side for the Cavaliers. Toppers push it up the floor. Here's Malloy back door to Thacker. Knocked out of bounds by Luke Davis of Carlindale. Toppers will get the ball on their baseline. Leading 5-0 with 5:59 to go here in the opening quarter. Line up in a stack along the right side of the lane. Keeper Thacker will be the trigger man for the Hilltoppers. Thacker slaps the basketball, fires the ball back out front to DeLuca, off to Malloy. Evan deep in the right corner, now dribbles his way out towards the top of the key, gives it off to Ian Calvert, into the corner. How about another three from Perkins? This one doesn't go. Thacker battling for the rebound, and he's tied up underneath, and it's going to be a jump ball, and the ball is going to belong to the Hilltoppers. 5:47 to go in the opening quarter. Toppers will inbound. Now they'll put two men down low on the post and two at the free throw line. He comes in underneath the DeLuca. His shot was deflected. Thacker gets it, forces it up, and draws the foul. The keeper will be at the line to shoot two for the Toppers. And the foul that time is called against Luke Davis of Carlindale, his first, team's first. Meanwhile, keeper Thacker gets a couple of free ones for the Hilltoppers. And Joe Vanzo, his first year at the helm of the Hilltopper basketball program, tries to guide his Toppers to their first victory this year. Thacker sinks his first free throw attempt of the night. He has a total of 3 points, and the Toppers lead 6-0. Next toss is off the mark, and the rebound pulled down by Nick Evans of Carlindale. Out to Marcuri. Marcuri into the corner. Gives it off to Brad Wise. Back across to the near side. Jumper by Kyle Kleeman from 15 feet. Doesn't go. And the rebound on the weak side by Ian Calvert of the Toppers. Calvert almost lost the ball. Now Marcuri reaches in, and now he's going to be called for a foul. Adelmo got a little bit overly anxious that time and thought he had a steal, but did not. He's called for the reach-in foul. And for Marcuri, that's going to be his first, team second, out of bounds for the Toppers. Right near midcourt. Toppers lead 6-0 here in the early going. Now 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Calvert into the front court. Picks up the dribble off to Malloy. Into the corner to Matt DeLuca. Matt fires it back out to Malloy. Back to DeLuca, playing a little pitch and catch on the left side. Now to Calvert. Here they go to Perkins. Dylan drives, tries for the reverse layup and didn't come anywhere near it. He's got blocked off nicely by the Cavalier defense. Now a nice feed down the lane. Off the glass by Nick Evans, and there's the first bucket of the night for the Cavies. Nick Evans gets the Cavies on the board. It's a 6-2 Topper lead. Toppers with the lead, the ball, and a semi-hook shot from Kiefer Thacker from about 8 feet away in the lane. Doesn't go. And the rebound by Carlindale. Cavies push it up the floor. Here's Marcuri, a fadeaway jumper. Good! Adelmo hits his first of the night. 6-4. The Cavies got the Topper lead down to 2. 4:35 to go in the opening quarter. Toppers back on the attack. There's Perkins. Back out to Malloy. They swing it to the right corner to Matt DeLuca. Ian Calvert with the basketball. The 6'1 junior. Couple of dribbles. Off to Matt DeLuca. Matt, a bounce pass underneath the backer. Keeper drives in the lane. Hooks to the left. Puts it up. Doesn't get it to fall, but draws the foul. He'll be at the line for a couple. And the foul is going to be against Nick Evans of Carlindale, his first, team third. So a couple of more free ones for Keeper Thacker. The Hilltoppers, Toppers leading 6-4 here in the early going. The lefty puts it up and in. Keeper now with 4 points. Toppers lead 7-4. And into the contest comes Dylan White, a 6'1 senior. He's going to replace Dylan Perkins. So one Dylan for the other for the Toppers. Also in, Barry Stewart, a 5'10 freshman. for Carlindale as Thacker makes his second free throw attempt and 5 points for Keith. As Barry Stewart with the basketball. A long pass underneath the rim to Kyle Kleeman. A reverse layup. Good! A nice move by Kleeman. And that makes it an 8-6 ball game. Coppers with the lead in the ball. 4:05 to go first quarter. Here's DeLuca. Around to Evan Malloy. Boy, the Cavaliers really, when they get the ball, they push it up the floor quickly. Also into the lineup, Brendan Stewart, a 6-foot sophomore. So the Stewart boys are in. Here's an air ball from the wing by DeLuca. Picked up by Luke Davis. They tried to feed down underneath to Kyle Kleeman. The ball knocked out of bounds, and apparently Kyle Kleeman had the last touch on the ball, so it's going to go to the Hilltoppers. 3:45 to go first quarter. Toppers with a 2-point advantage. Into the corner on the right side to Thacker. Keeper takes a look inside. Now back out around the perimeter. Off to Evan Malloy. Left side of the key, back out front. It comes to Calvert. Back to Malloy. Bounce pass to the corner on the left side to Thacker. He tries to skip pass, but it's intercepted by Adelmo Marcuri. And that's the first turnover of the night for the Toppers. This Barry Stewart. A bounce pass down to the corner. Baseline jumper. Good by Brendan Stewart. And that ties the game at 8. Toppers push it up the floor. Malloy on a long pass from Calvert. Back to Calvert. The ball tipped away. As Calvert tried to go inside with a pass to Dylan White, and now a tie-up out front, and a foul called against the Cavaliers. And this foul is going to be against Kyle Kleeman, his first team's fourth. 3 minutes exactly to go in the opening quarter, and timeout on the floor. Carlindale 8, Hillsborough 8, back with more basketball in 40 seconds.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, I'm Reagan Weir with Shipman Elevator Company. Fall is a great time for soil sampling to take inventory of nutrient levels in your soil. We then can give you a tailor-made recommendation to maximize yields on each field. Call Shipman Elevator for fall soil sampling on your farm. 618-729-9009.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlindale, and Greenville.
3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. We're tied at 8. Hillsborough with the basketball. Malloy, a bounce pass in the corner to Matt DeLuca. He's double-teamed in the corner. Now gets the ball to Thacker, who's deeper in the corner. The give and go back to DeLuca. His shot no good. Tipped around. Looks like a volleyball match out there. And coming down with it is Adelmo Marcuri. A quick pass into the front court to Luke Davis, who caught the ball, took an additional step before putting it on the floor. So turnover number 4 by the Cavies. 2.5 to go first quarter. 8-8 to score. Back in Nick Evans for Carlindale. He's going to replace Kyle Kleeman as Mike Ragone will switch things up for the Cavies here in the early going. 8-8 to score. Toppers with the basketball. Here's Calvert around to Malloy. Left side of the key back to Ian Calvert. Near the top of the key. Looking around. A bounce pass to the free throw line to Dylan White. Back to Calvert. Into the corner. Thacker back to Calvert. 4-3. Around and out. No good. DeLuca gets the rebound and the putback is good. Matt DeLuca. His first bucket tonight. Toppers lead 10-8. Cavies have the ball, 2:08 to go in the first quarter. Here's Brendan Stewart with the basketball. Boy, what a season he had for the Cavalier football team. A pass to the corner, deflected away, picked up on the baseline. Here's Luke Davis with it, and he tried to walk the tightrope and got caught stepping on the line. Turnover number 5 by the Cavaliers. As we mentioned, Brendan Stewart just coming back from an injury. This is his first action of the year for the Cavaliers. Now the Toppers will send Kiefer Thacker to the bench and bring Dylan Perkins back in. Meantime, Spencer Keck, a 5'9 senior, comes in for Carlindale, and Spencer is going to replace Adelmo Marcuri. Just under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Toppers have a 10-8 lead in the basketball. Into the corner. Back out to Calvert, back to the corner. It goes to Dylan Perkins. Back to Calvert looking in for Matt DeLuca. They don't want to go into Matt. He had too many blue shirts around him. Now a skip pass out to Malloy. Top of the key to Calvert. Back into the corner. Back out front to Calvert. Back to the corner to Perkins. Now they lob into DeLuca. Posting up. Oh, nice move by Matt. He banks it off the glass and in. Boy, what a nice move by Matt DeLuca. 12-8. Toppers with the lead. Here come the Cavaliers on the fly into the corner. Here's a three. Up, no good by Spencer Keck. The ball on the floor. Evan Malloy with it for the Toppers into the front court. 70 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hillsboro leads by four, 12-8, and has the basketball. Down on the sideline, Calvert gives it back out to Dylan Perkins. Back to Ian Calvert. Bounce pass, Thacker down the lane, off the glass, no good. Punt. Tries to put back, no good. The ball tipped out of bounds off the hands of Matt DeLuca. And the Cavaliers will send Brendan Stewart to the bench and bring Kyle Kleeman back in. 54 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 12-8 Topper lead. Cavies with the basketball. And Barry Stewart with it. Bounce pass to the right side off to Spencer Keck. Knocked out of bounds and actually deflected off one of the Cavaliers. So the Topper defense forces the sixth Carlinville turnover of the night. So with 48 seconds to go in the opening quarter, Toppers get the ball back, leading 12-8. There's Evan. Evan Malloy. Back around to Calvert. Bounce pass into the corner. Off to Dylan White. Malloy, they swing it now to the right corner. Off to Dylan Perkins. Bounce pass under the Thacker. Keeper turns, banks it off the glass and in. That's been an effective move for Keeper Thacker tonight. He's got six. Toppers lead by six, 14-8. 22 seconds to go, opening quarter. Barry Stewart trying to dribble through three white shirts. Lost the handle on the ball, now gets it back. Gets it back out to Luke Davis. Clock down to 12 seconds. Davis inside the arc, down the edge of the lane. Barry Stewart a three from the corner. Good! Barry Stewart with the tray. That makes it 14-11. 3 seconds to go. There's a look at the clock and no time to get the shot away. So at the end of the first 8 minutes of play, your score, Hillsboro 14, Carlinville 11. We'll be back with second quarter action in 60 seconds.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or Dura Supreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home. Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Carlinville with the basketball as the second quarter begins. The Cavies trail by three. Stewart's going to try for the three for the tie. Good! And Barry Stewart ties this game up with the second tray of the night. We're tied at 14. We're just underway in the second quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Dylan Perkins. Back out to Ian Calvert at the top of the key. Calvert a couple of dribbles off to the right side. Back to Malloy into the corner. They give it to Dylan Perkins. Perkins off to Evan Malloy. He's going to pump a three from the corner. This one's off the back of the rim. No good. Thacker, the offensive board. The putback, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kyle Kleeman. Out to Barry Stewart. A three up from the wing. No good by Brad Wise. The ball on the floor. Picked up by Evan Malloy for the Hilltoppers. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to go. First half. A 14-14 tie. Hillsboro with the basketball. Toppers moving from our left to our right here as we sit on the stage at Hillsboro High School. Here's a pass to the corner. Back out to Malloy at the point. Bounce pass in the lane. Quick turnaround 10 from Keeper. Thacker is good. Thacker with, or Matt DeLuca, I should say. Matt DeLuca with 8 points. That makes it a 16-14 lead for the Hilltoppers. Carlinville with a basketball. 6:40 to go first half. A bounce pass from Brad Wise. And now we're going to have a holding foul down on the baseline. As our buddy Jay Smith comes out with the call. He's going to call a holding foul on Matt DeLuca, I believe. Yep. I think Matt might have had a hold of the jersey there. So it's out of bounds for the Cavaliers. A little flip out front, and it's stolen away by Evan Malloy. Malloy goes all the way down to the other end, lays it up, and gets it. Evan Malloy with his first bucket tonight. So the seventh Cavalier turnover was costly. Toppers lead 18-14. Cavies with the basketball. Out front to Brad Wise. Wise picks up his dribble, needs some help. Hopper defense has been pretty intense tonight. Here's a three from Marcuri. No good. Rebound by Matt DeLuca. They push it ahead to Malloy. Evan on the baseline. Reverse layup. Good! Malloy with four. Hopper's lead up to six. It's 20-14 and timeout on the floor. 6:01 to go in the first half. Hillsboro 20, Carlinville 14. Back with more in 40 seconds.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
UJ's Corner convenience stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Brendan Stewart with the basketball for Carlinville. Off to Barry Stewart into the corner. Here's a three ball up. No good by Kyle Kleeman. The air ball hauled down by Matt DeLuca. Toppers have the basketball. A six-point lead. Here's Evan Malloy. Left corner. Bounce pass underneath to Dylan White. And the ball stripped away from Dylan. And it's going to be Hilltoppers basketball on their own baseline. Quickly off the bench. And replacing Brad Wise will be Luke Davis, one of the original starters. Toppers will post one man in each corner of the lane. Matt DeLuca, the toss-in man. He gets the ball into the corner to Thacker. Out on the wing. Back to DeLuca. Three, no good from the left corner. Rebound picked up by Marcuri. Into the front court. Here come the Cavaliers on the fly. They dump the pass off underneath to Luke Davis, who didn't see it coming from Kyle Kleeman. Turnover number eight by the Cavaliers. Toppers get the basketball back with a six-point advantage. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. There's Ian Calvert, a bounce pass off to Malloy. Around the perimeter, inside the lane. Thacker has a shot blocked away. DeLuca had it blocked away. Matt gets the ball back and muscles his way up. Draws the foul, and Matt DeLuca will be at the line to shoot two. And the foul that time, I believe, on Kyle Kleeman of Carlinville. That's going to be his second, team fifth. And two free throws for Matt DeLuca of Hillsboro. Matt has 8 points tonight. His first free throw attempt coming up. And the big guy puts it up and in. 9 points for Matt DeLuca. 6'3 junior. Hopper defense has played pretty well tonight. Gotten a good night from Matt DeLuca. Misses a second free throw attempt. Toppers get the offensive rebound. They feed off underneath. The shot off the glass and in by Dylan White. 23-14. Now the Toppers with the steal, and in goes Calvert for the layup, and he is fouled by Marcuri. And Ian Calvert will be at the line to shoot two. So credit Carlinville with a turnover. That's their ninth. Marcuri with the foul. That's his second for Adelmo. Team's sixth. And two free throws coming up for Ian Calvert of Hillsboro. Toppers now lead 23-14. 5 minutes to go. First half. Free throw good. For Ian Calvert, his first point of the night, and now the Toppers have built a 10-point advantage over the Cavaliers. And the 6'1 junior, Ian Calvert, with the second toss, nothing but net. He's got two. And the Toppers lead by 11, 25-14. Cavies facing some full-court pressure, get the ball into the backcourt to Marcuri. Cross-court pass to Barry Stewart, who walks it into the front court. Back to Marcuri. Sets, fires the three from the left side. Good! Adelmo gets his tray. His first tray of the night. He's got 5 points on the evening. Marcuri makes it 25-17. Toppers with the lead and the ball. 4:44 to go here in the first half. Cavaliers are spreading their defense a little bit now, trying to attack the perimeter a bit more. They go inside to DeLuca, the Toppers do. Matt turns around, puts it up, no good. Ball comes off the fingertips of Kiefer Thacker and goes out of bounds. So it's going to belong to the Cavaliers. Luke Davis will be the trigger man. He'll get the ball into Adelmo Marcuri, the 5'11 sophomore. Adelmo had a good year for the Cavaliers soccer team this past fall. Out front it comes to Davis. Back around to Marcuri. Bounce pass to Barry Stewart in the corner. 4-3, no good. Ball tipped out on the weak side, and it's going to belong to the Toppers. They say One of the Cavaliers got a hand on it. Now Jay Smith knows, says, whoa, 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 I pointed the wrong direction, fellas. Let's give it to Carlindale, and that's what he's going to do. So the Cavs will keep it on the baseline. Mercury will toss the ball in on the wing. Off to Brendan Stewart. Gives back to Barry Stewart. He'll pop the three. Good! Barry Stewart hits another try. He's got three on the night. 9 points for Barry. That makes it 25-20. Cavs have cut the lead down to a nickel's worth. 4 minutes to go first half. Hillsborough with the basketball. This has been a great game to watch tonight. Here's Evan Malloy out front. The keeper, Thacker, back to Calvert, back to Malloy. Right side of the key, they go inside. Great ball movement by the Hilltoppers. Here's Malloy around the perimeter. Calvert's going to try the three ball. No good. Tipped around. Who's got it? Underneath, Dylan White goes up, and we're going to have a traveling call against Dylan. That's only the second turnover tonight for the Hilltoppers. Only the second turnover tonight. And it looks like Matt DeLuca's going to get a rest, along with Dylan White. Coming into the contest will be Curtis Clark, a 6'3 senior. And who else came in? It looks like Dylan Perkins is back in. Cavaliers down the lane. Brendan Stewart drives and takes the ball to the hole. Didn't get the basket to fall. Runs in to keeper Thacker, and Thacker called for the blocking foul. Keeper will get his first, team second, and that means two free throws. So they're going to call a foul on the floor. So it'll be out of bounds. It'll be out of bounds for the Cavaliers. Foul before the shot. Cavies throw it in, and the ball is deflected on the sidelines, and now the Toppers come out with it. That's Becker going in for a reverse layup. He was kind of out of control. He didn't get it. The putback by Malloy, no good. Putback again by Perkins, no good. Here's Becker grabbing the ball, forcing the shot, no good. The rebound underneath by Curtis Clark. His shot rejected, and now a foul call. A flurry of action underneath the basket with the Cavaliers and the Hilltoppers. And the foul is going to be called against, I think, Brendan Stewart of Carlindale. That'll be his first, team seven. Two free throws for Curtis Clark of the Hilltoppers. Curtis' free throw good. His first of the night gives the Hilltoppers a 26-20 lead. 3:07 to go first half. Next toss is on the money. 2 points from Curtis Clark, 27-20. Here come the Cavaliers with the basketball. Mark Urey with it along the right sidelines out to Barry Stewart. Barry, a nice move down the lane, feeds across the lane off to Brendan Stewart, off the glass and in! Brendan Stewart with 4 points. 27-22. Hillsborough with the lead in the ball. 2:48 to go first half. Here's Malloy in the left corner for the Toppers. Skip pass out front to Calvert. Calvert taking a look around, gives it off to Thacker, back to Ian Calvert near the point. Around to Malloy, into the corner to Dylan Perkins. Back to Malloy. Evan takes a couple of steps in with the dribble. Now gets it to the corner again, off to Dylan Perkins. Bounce pass underneath, off to Clark, across to Calvert from 17, no good. Crashing the boards underneath is Dylan Perkins. He got the rebound, but then he stepped out of bounds. So the ball will go back to the Cavaliers. Here comes Matt DeLuca back into the contest, replacing Curtis Clark. Matt DeLuca has just been a ton tonight. He and Thacker both have been strong tonight for the Hilltoppers. Keeper in that first quarter had 5 points. DeLuca has a total of 9 here in the first half. Here's a pass by the Cavaliers, tipped away and stolen away by Ian Calvert. He's in for the layup. Calvert with 4 points. Cavaliers have turned it over for the 10th time tonight. And the Hillsborough lead is 29-22. Here's Luke Davis with the ball for Carlindale, off to Mercury. Gets it out to Barry Stewart. Stewart off a pick to the right side to Davis. Davis near the right elbow. Reverses dribble. Now comes back out towards the top of the key and passes it just out of the reach of Barry Stewart. Out of bounds, turnover number 11 by Carlindale. Here comes Brad Wise back in, replacing Barry Stewart, the 5'10 freshman. So the Toppers get the ball back with 102 seconds remaining here in the first half, leading 29-22. Here's Thacker. Pass out front to Calvert. Malloy back to Thacker, deep in the left corner. Bounce pass underneath to DeLuca. Triple team. Matt spins, puts it up, but he travels. Yep. That was kind of like Neil Armstrong. One large step for mankind that time. But you're supposed to put the ball on the floor. So the ball goes back to the Cavaliers. Out goes Kyle Kleeman, and in comes Nick Evans again for Carlinville. 90 seconds to go, first half. Cavies with the basketball, trailing 29-22. Here's Mark Turing. Top of the key. Free throw line jumper is short. DeLuca with the rebound. Gives the ball off to Ian Calvert. Calvert pushing it up the floor. Bounce pass to Perkins. Back to Calvert. Back to DeLuca. Malloy in the left corner. Underneath Thacker. Triple team. Quadruple team that time. There were four blue shirts around him. Now the topper has put it back out front to Ian Calvert. He'll take it down the lane and end up on the floor. Bucket didn't go. He'll get a couple of free throws. And a foul that time called on Brendan Stewart of Carlinville, his second, team's eight. So Ian Calvert at the charity strike to shoot two. And Joe Vanzo's pumped some enthusiasm into this Hilltopper team. Calvert connects on the first free throw attempt. He's got 5 points. Topper's lead, 30-22. And the next toss is around and out. Who's got it? It's rebounded by the Hilltoppers. Thacker, the his put back, no good. And now Brendan Stewart, the rebound. Less than a minute to go, first half. Cavaliers with the basketball. Here's Wise, near the right elbow, off to Mercury. Adelmo lost it, got it back. Drives in, player control foul. He dipped his shoulder and ran right into Ian Calvert. Mercury gets his third personal foul, ninth team foul, 12th turnover by the Cavaliers. Mercury with his third will have to go to the bench, and Barry Stewart, the freshman, comes off the bench for Coach Mike Rigoni and the Cavaliers with 47 seconds remaining here in the first half. An 8-point lead for the Toppers, 30-22. Let's see if they go for the last shot. Here's DeLuca into the corner as the Toppers keep the ball around the perimeter now. Malloy off to Perkins, back to Evan. Half a minute to go. Hillsboro 30, Carlinville 22. Hillsboro with the lead as we wind down the last half minute of play here in the first half at Hillsboro High School. Here's Malloy into the lane to DeLuca. Matt, double team, back out to Malloy. 17 seconds and counting. Perkins back out to Malloy at the point. Cavaliers sitting in their 2-3 zone. 10 seconds to go. Here's Calvert in the lane to DeLuca. Matt puts it up and in! DeLuca with 11. A good entry pass that time. And DeLuca made it count. 32-22 as the first half comes to an end. Hillsboro with a 10-point lead over Carlinville. We'll come back with more from Hillsboro High School right after these messages.
Doctors Alan Childs and Arthur Curlin Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Doctors Alan Childs and Arthur Curlin Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanchilds.com.
At Weston Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At West End, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at West End Food Mart in Raymond.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Allman Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidle, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Rovi Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000 square foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toad back at Hillsboro High School here at halftime of the boys' varsity game. A 10-point lead for Hillsboro, 32-22 earlier tonight in the girls' varsity game. Lady Hilltoppers beat the Lady Cavaliers 59-49. And don't forget, we've got more basketball coming up for you Monday night. We'll tell you about that here in a few minutes. So it's a 10-point lead for the Toppers here at the half. We'll come back with more from Hillsboro right after these messages.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
Ladies, this might be the most important commercial you hear all season. Stop by your local McKay Napa store and pick up a gift that your man will really use. This season we have great Christmas deals on tool sets, all types and sizes, air compressors, bed liner kits, car vices, and we have many, many more great gift ideas. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Holidays usually mean lots of food. If you're watching your weight, it's hard to indulge. But with farmer-owned Prairie Farms non-fat cottage cheese, yogurt, and sour cream, you can lower your fat and calorie intake, but maintain the pure dairy quality. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the square in Verdon is the place to go for all your holiday needs. Find Hallmark cards, box cards, and more at Save More Pharmacy. Plus, Save More's one-hour film development center and Sony Picture Station are ready for all your pictures, regular and digital. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the north side of the square in Verdon. Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751. WSMI FM 106.1.
Now, coming up on Monday night, we've got a girls' basketball doubleheader for you here on FM 106. We'll have Tana at Litchfield, Southwestern at Carlinville. Our coverage begins at about 7:30 Monday night here on WSMI FM 106 and on the Internet at WSMIRadio.com for both ball games, as this game is being streamed tonight on the Internet through our friends at Network One Sports. And then Tuesday night, a boys' doubleheader, Litchfield at Southwestern and Hillsboro at Lincolnwood. So, a couple of great ball games, a couple of good nights for basketball doubleheaders Monday and Tuesday right here on FM 106. It's a 10-point lead in this boys' varsity game tonight between Hillsboro and Carlinville here at Hillsboro High School, which turned out to be a full day of basketball as these two schools for several years now have put together on this corresponding date every year a quadruple header, so to speak. They start off with a girls' junior varsity game at 3, play the boys' JV game at 4:30, girls' varsity at 6, and the boys' varsity about 7:30. And, of course, due to the extended Illini coverage tonight, we didn't get the girls' game on the air, but that was a 10-point Hillsboro win tonight, 59-49. But here at the half, a 32-22 lead for Hillsboro over Carlinville. As far as the scoring is concerned for the Cavaliers, 4 points from Brendan Stewart. Kyle Kleeman with 5 points from Adelmo Marcuri, who is in foul trouble. He had 3 fouls in that first half. 2 points from Nick Evans. And the freshman off the bench, Barry Stewart, popped in 3 three-pointers for 9 points in that first half. So the Cavs have had quarters of 11 and 11 for their total of 22. They have not shot a free throw tonight, and they have a dozen turnovers in the first half of play. Hilltoppers, 4 points from Evan Malloy, 5 from Ian Calvert, 5 from Kiefer Thacker, 2 from Dylan White, Curtis Clark with 2, Perkins with 3, and 11 from Matt DeLuca. Quarters of 14 and 18 for their total of 32, and only 5 turnovers by the Toppers in that first half, only 1 in the opening quarter. So here at the half, Toppers 32, Cavaliers 22, and don't forget, you can get podcasts of all of our high school sporting events. Sporting events, and you can download them for free, no cost. All you have to do is go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. And of course, all of our high school sporting events we also stream live on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. So, a very busy website we have, and there's a lot of good information on it and a lot of good programming on it. So, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. 10-point lead for the Toppers. We'll come back with more from Hillsboro right after these messages.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, tow truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by White Variety Store in Coffeen, Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie, Harpull and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro, and by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville.
Hi, this is Don Redeker with Sloan Implement Vandalia. Tax season is here. Take advantage of our present tax laws and keep some of your hard-earned income. Contact Sloan Implement for any equipment changes that you may need. That's Sloan Implement at Carlinville or our new location in Vandalia.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse Geo-Comfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a Geo-Comfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a Geo-Comfort system. Live comfortably.
Madison Communications has big reasons for you to be jolly. Now through December 21st, add or upgrade Madison high-speed internet service and get 2 months free, or pay your current plan pricing for your upgrade service. Plus, receive free installation and free equipment. Now's the time to add Madison's new 10 Mbps high-speed service. Call 1-800-422-4848.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Toad back at Hillsboro High School. A 10-point lead for Hillsboro over Carlinville as we get ready for third quarter action. A good first half from Kiefer Thacker and Matt DeLuca for the Hilltoppers. Thacker with 5 points, DeLuca with 11. Those two guys are the leading scorers for the Hilltoppers. Coming into the game tonight, Thacker had 29 points, DeLuca with 28. So no surprise there, as the Hilltoppers have really taken care of the basketball tonight. There's only 5 turnovers in that first half, and have a 10-point lead. And it'll belong to the Hilltoppers to begin the third quarter play as Thacker, along with Perkins, DeLuca, Malloy, and Calvert come out, the original starting five. Mark Curry, Brad Wise, Luke Davis, Nick Evans, and who else? And the Kyle Kleeman, the original starting five for Carlinville. So here we go. Third quarter underway. Toppers with the ball and a 10-point lead. There's a long pass out front to Calvert. Into the corner to Thacker. Back to Ian Calvert. Right side of the key. Inside the lane to DeLuca. Matt double team. Got a little bit too far underneath for the shot. And Carlinville comes up with a rebound. They push it ahead. Here's Davis. Now the opening down the lane. Goes for the layup and he missed it. Ball rebounded by Hillsboro. Now with it for the Hilltoppers, Ian Calvert. He'll walk it into the front court. A bounce pass to the wing. Now back out front to Calvert. In the lane to DeLuca. Back out on the wing. A three ball up. No good by Dylan Perkins. Here's Malloy trying to muscle his way up for a shot. No good. Now DeLuca tries the reverse layup. Matt tries it again and gets it. Matt DeLuca on his second attempt. After getting the rebound a second time, got it banked off the glass for 13 points. A Baker's dozen for Matt DeLuca, and the Toppers lead by a dozen, 34-22. 7:04 to go in the third quarter as the Cavaliers have the ball knocked out of bounds on their end of the floor, and they'll inbound it right in front of their bench. Luke Davis with the ball, and he collides out front with Dylan Perkins, and Perkins is going to get the blocking foul. And that'll be Dylan's first, team's first. That's only the third foul called against the Hilltoppers tonight. Cavaliers will inbound the basketball. Comes into Davis. He'll drive the baseline, and now Perkins with a collision underneath again. And bodies go flying, and the ball knocked out of bounds off of Perkins. So they're going to give the ball back to the Cavaliers. They'll line up three men along the left edge of the lane and set up one man on the other side. No screen off. They'll get the ball in underneath to Davis, and now Lucas is going to bring it back out front. Cavaliers will reset. No, he's going to turn around and pop the ball from about 17 feet. No good. And a rebound by Matt DeLuca for the Hilltoppers. Down the lane to Ian Calvert. Calvert goes crashing to the floor as he passed the ball off on the wing to Malloy. pass underneath for Thacker. Back to Malloy, but a three-second violation. That's one of the toppers got trapped in the lane, and that's turnover number six by Hillsboro. Off the bench comes Adam Pfaff, a 5'10 junior. Pfaff will replace Ian Calvert for Coach Joe Vanzo. A 34-22 lead for Hillsboro. Carlinville with the ball. Delmo Marcuri out front. Gives the ball off to Kyle Kleeman. Around to Brad Wise. He'll lob down low in the low post. And now making the spin move and going up with a shot. No good is Kyle Kleeman. He gets it back, and now the ball knocked away. Picked up by the Toppers. And the Toppers throw the ball away at midcourt. Brad Wise comes up with it for Carlinville. The teams basically trade turnovers. Carlinville with the ball, down by a dozen. On the baseline is Kyle Kleeman. Now he reverses direction, goes in for the layup underneath and missed it. And the rebound pulled down by the Hilltoppers. Long pass down the floor from Adam Pfaff. Out on the wing to Perkins. Back around. DeLuca, how about a three from the big guy? Nope. This one hits off the top of the backboard and gets stuck. It gets caught between the backboard and the basket support. And now we're going to have to find a long stick or another basketball. And Jeremy Connor is going to be put in charge of trying to get this ball knocked loose out of there. Got to sell tickets and try to make a little money off of this. Well, there's a third try, and he did it. There you go, Jeremy. It's a good thing the Toppers have you on staff this year, huh? 34-22. Toppers with the lead. Carlinville with the basketball. 5:48 to go in the third quarter. Marcuri with a player control foul. Adelmo came driving in and threw out that elbow and knocked Dylan Perkins off his mark that time. And Adelmo will get his fourth personal foul, 14th turnover. That's the first team foul this half. And Marcuri is out. And here comes Barry Stewart, the freshman, back in for Coach Mike Rigoni. 34-22, Toppers with the lead in the basketball. Here's Pfaff into the front court to DeLuca in the lane. Off to Perkins in the corner. Back to Malloy, back to Perkins, back to Evan Malloy. Top of the key, into Matt DeLuca now. Shot blocked in there. Big scramble for the loose basketball. Brad Wise comes up with it for the Toppers. Down to Barry Stewart. Taken away by the Hilltoppers. That's Malloy with it. Down to Thacker in the right corner. Keeper had to leap high to grab onto it. He'll give it back out to Perkins. Toppers reset. 5:15 to go third quarter. And now we've got a three-second violation on Matt DeLuca. Turnover number nine by the Toppers. Here comes Brendan Stewart back in. He's going to replace Nick Evans for Carlinville. Also in is Spencer Keck. Keck going to replace Brad Wise. Dylan Perkins will leave for the Hilltoppers, and Dylan White will come in for the Toppers. Meanwhile, Carlinville gets the basketball back. Barry Stewart will walk it into the front court. A bounce pass off to Brendan Stewart, right side, double team, and a reach-in foul on Evan Malloy. Malloy will get his first personal foul. Second team foul as the Toppers tried to double team Brendan Stewart that time. Out of bounds for the Cavaliers. Ball comes in on the wing to Spencer Keck. Back to Stewart, back to Keck. Open for three. It's an air ball. Thacker hauls it in underneath for the Hilltoppers. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Hillsboro leads 34-22, has the basketball. Here's Kiefer Thacker along the left sideline. Pounded in there by Luke Davis, and now the ball knocked away. Cavaliers come up with it. Here's Barry Stewart down the lane, off the glass. Good! Barry Stewart with a nice move. He's got 11. And the Cavs got the lead to 10 at 34-24. Hillsboro with the ball. 4.5 to go, third quarter. DeLuca. Malloy into the left corner. It goes to Dylan White. Back out to Evan Malloy. Back to White in the corner. He's going to fire it back out front to Malloy. Bounce pass to Luca. Free throw line shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Luke Davis for Carlinville. Luke brings the ball to midcourt on the dribble. Into the front court. Down the edge of the lane. Across it comes to Spencer Keck. Keck crosses the lane. Bounce pass back across to Kyle Kleeman. And the Cavs reset. Here's Barry Stewart, left side. Down to the corner he goes. Baseline opens up. He'll drive in, get cut off, and a bounce pass right into the hands of Adam Pfaff of Hillsboro. A long outlet pass to Luca. Matt in for the layup, and he gets it. Matt DeLuca with 15 points. 36-24, Toppers by a dozen. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Brendan Stewart drives in for the Cavaliers and runs in. The keeper, Thacker. Backer called for the blocking foul. And for Kiefer, that will be personal foul number two. Team foul number three. The bucket didn't go, so Brendan Stewart will get two free throws for the Cavaliers. 36-24, Hillsboro in the lead. Carlinville has Brendan Stewart at the line for two. The six-foot sophomore and the first one who's in and out, no good. Matt DeLuca will leave. Curtis Clark is in. Evan Malloy will leave for Hillsboro, and back in is Ian Calvert. Meanwhile, Brendan Stewart will shoot his second free one, and this one goes in. Brendan with 5 points tonight. 36-25. Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Calvert in the corner. Right side for the Toppers. Couple of dribbles along the sideline. Back out front to Kiefer Thacker. Around to Adam Pfaff. To the free throw line. It goes to Curtis Clark to the baseline. Here's Dylan White. He takes the shot. Now gets it underneath. A little bit of a hook shot there for Curtis Clark. No good. The ball on the floor. Big scramble for jump ball. And it's going to belong to the Cavaliers. So the Cavies will get it back. Trailing 36-25 with a little over 3 minutes to go in the third period. Here's Barry Stewart bringing the ball across midcourt, working off a pick. Stewart pulls up. Cross-court pass. Off to Kyle Kleeman. Kyle couldn't catch up to it. And the Toppers come up with it. Turnover 17 by the Cavies. Here's Calvert in the front court for the Toppers. Out to Adam Pfaff, into the right corner to Kiefer Thacker. Out front to Pfaff, now they reverse it to the left side. Out to Dylan White. White back out on the wing to Calvert. Calvert just standing there, feeds off to the free throw line to Clark, down to Thacker. Baseline jumper is off the mark, the ball tipped. Who's got it? Looks like the Toppers come up with it. Here's Clark, 10-footer, in and out, and back in. Curtis Clark with 4 points tonight. 38-25, Toppers by a baker's dozen. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Cavaliers with the ball. Barry Stewart to Brendan Stewart. Gives into the lane to Luke Davis. Davis tries to force his way through. A couple of white shirts is called for traveling. Turnover number 18 by the Cavaliers. And now a substitution in for Hillsboro. Dylan White will leave, and Dylan Perkins is back in. 38-25, Toppers with a lead and the ball. 2:07 to go, third period. Here's Calvert into the corner to Thacker. Now to the free throw line to Clark. He drives in the lane, puts up the six-footer and gets it. Curtis Clark with back-to-back baskets. He's got six, 40-25, Toppers by 15. Oh, what a big play by Adam Fass as he drove straight out to knock the ball out of play. Almost crashed headfirst into the front of the stage area. Toppers have really played good defense tonight. They have a 15-point lead. Carlinville with the ball as we wind down the last 107 seconds of the third quarter. From the free throw line, the jump shot no good by Kyle Kleeman. Rebound, Brendan Stewart feeds off to Kleeman. Oh, what a great move! A great pass from Brendan Stewart, and Kleeman finishes it off with a bucket. He's got four, 40-27. Toppers with a 13-point lead in the ball with 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Thacker, left corner. Back out to Calvert. Clark at the free throw line. Goes to the corner to Perkins. Back to Pfaff. Inside the lane to Clark. Double pump shot. Blocked away by Brendan Stewart. And Stewart got him on the arm. And Brendan Stewart will get his third personal foul. Second team foul this half. And to the free throw line will be Curtis Clark to shoot two for the Hilltoppers. 76 seconds to go in this third quarter. As the Toppers have a 13-point advantage. Free throw good. Clark with seven. Makes it 41-27 in favor of Hillsboro. Barry Stewart will leave, and Jake Pullman, a 5'8 sophomore, comes in. Also coming in will be Ben Butcher, a 6'3 sophomore. He's going to replace Kyle Kleeman for the Cavaliers of Carlinville. Meanwhile, back at the Hillsboro free throw line, Curtis Clark, the second toss, nothing but net. He's got eight. And the Toppers lead 42-27, a 15-point advantage. With 73 seconds to go in the third quarter, Cavaliers get the basketball back. Here's Barry Stewart, right side. Down to the corner he goes, feeds off underneath the Butcher, and the big guy fouled in there by Dylan Perkins. Perkins will get his second personal foul. fourth team foul. Two free throws for Ben Butcher, the 6'3 sophomore who came in just seconds ago. Then we'll get two charities. 1:05 to go, third quarter. Butcher's free throw, no good. Off to the left side. And he'll get a second attempt. This one is on the money. Butcher with his first point tonight, 42-28. Coppers with the lead in the ball. They push it up the floor. Here's Calvert, left side of the key. Less than a minute to go, third quarter. Driving in the lane is Ian Calvert, and a blocking foul called against Carlinville. And this one is against Ben Butcher. That's going to be his first. Team's third, out of bounds for the Toppers on the baseline as the clock is in the red, so to speak. Less than a minute to go. Bounce pass in underneath the Curtis Clark, who banks it off the glass as he came charging down the lane. Got the pass, put it off the glass and in. 10 points for Clark, 8 in this quarter. Toppers lead 44-28. Backdoor pass, Luke Davis, layup good. Great pass from Barry Stewart out front. Davis completed it with the layup, and it's 44-30. Toppers with the lead, the ball, and 33 seconds to go. Barry Stewart with the steal. The ball pops loose. It's off the Hilltoppers as Adam Fath tried to retrieve it. The Toppers turn it over for the 11th time tonight. And off the bench is Dylan White for Hillsboro, replacing Dylan Perkins. Cavies, trailing by 14, get the ball back with just under a half minute to play in the third quarter. Davis will toss the ball into Barry Stewart into the backcourt. Now Barry to the free throw line. Backing in. Kicks the ball out on the wing. Brendan Stewart for three. No good. Bodies flying all over the place. A double foul called against Adam Fath of Hillsboro and Jake Pullman of Carlinville. So Pullman will get his first. Team's fourth. Fath of Hillsboro his first. Team's fifth. Double foul. Jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it to Hillsboro. 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. You don't see it very often, but it is called once in a while. A double foul, a foul on each team. And the Toppers get the ball on the possession arrow. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Out front with it, Evan Malloy, who's checked back into the lineup. Into the corner. It goes to Ian Calvert. Now to the edge of the lane to Clark. Back to Calvert. 4 seconds to go. Malloy looks to the corner. Driving in is Dylan White. The layup no good, and that's it. After three quarters of play, it's Hillsboro 44, Carlinville 29. Fourth quarter action coming up in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernsing's beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price in the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernsing's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carlinville.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
And the ball will belong to the Cavaliers to begin the fourth quarter of play. The arrow was pointing Hillsboro's direction, but after that double foul, they went to the jump ball to determine the possession arrow, and they forgot to flip it the other direction. So correctly, it will belong to Carlinville to start this fourth quarter of play. So here we go. A 14-point lead for the Hilltoppers. Cavaliers with the basketball as Luke Davis will bring it into the front court along the right sideline. Picks up his dribble. Barry Stewart wide open for the tray. It is around and out, and now we've got a foul. Bodies are flying all over the place. And a foul called against the Hilltoppers, I believe, and that is against Dylan White. That'll be his first, team six. Out of bounds one more time for the Cavies. They will inbound on their baseline. Ball comes into Barry Stewart right along the sideline. Back out front to Kleeman. They give it off to Luke Davis. He backs in, out to Stewart. Barry for three. Around and out, no good. Now we've got a push-off called against the Toppers again. I think this one is called against Dylan White again. Dylan with the second foul. Team seventh. It should be the 1-1 for the Cavaliers. And that is the case. As Luke Davis will step to the charity stripe and get the 1-1. Cavaliers have only shot four free throws tonight. They're 2 out of 4 from the line this evening. And Luke Davis, a 6-foot junior at the line for the 1-1 bonus. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Matt DeLuca. Here come the Toppers on the fly. Leading by 14. Right down the lane. Calvert takes the ball to the hole. Missed the layup. Poked out front to Matt DeLuca. Off on the wing to Dylan Perkins. Perkins, a bounce pass out to Malloy. Around to Calvert. Ian trying to make some space between himself and Luke Davis. Into Matt DeLuca. Matt spins. Blocked away nicely. But DeLuca gets it back. Puts it off the glass. No good. Battling for it again. Has the ball stripped away. Loose on the floor. And a foul called against the Hilltoppers. Because what happened that time, Dylan Perkins jumped on the back of Adelmo Mercuri, who was on the floor already. And Perkins will get his third personal foul. Just because it's a loose ball doesn't mean you can jump on top of other people. If you're going for the ball, that's one thing. But when you jump on top of somebody else, that's a foul, and that's what happened. Mercuri will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for the Hilltoppers, and he missed it. And the rebound by Matt DeLuca. And now a foul called against Brendan Stewart of Carlinville, his fourth, team's fifth. It'll be out of bounds for the Hilltoppers as the Cavaliers come with full court pressure. Bounce pass into Ian Calvert for the Hilltoppers. Back to Matt DeLuca. The big guy fires it back to Calvert. A long pass to the baseline to get it into the front court. The handoff to Matt DeLuca. Down the lane, Matt misses it. And the rebound by Brendan Stewart. For Carlinville, just under 7 minutes to go in this game. Cavies down by 14, have the ball. Davis almost had it stripped away, got it back, drives down, fakes, puts up the shot, blocked away by Dylan Perkins of Hillsboro. This has been a terrific game to watch tonight. Cavaliers will inbound the ball. Here's Davis into the corner to Barry Stewart. Pulls up with a 15-footer. This shot deflects off the side of the backboard. It's loose in the lane. Picked up by keeper Thacker of Hillsboro. Toppers push it up the floor. Here's Calvert. Thacker. Top of the key in the lane to Matt DeLuca. Matt. Bounce pass to the corner. Back out to Malloy. Back to Calvert. Back to Evan Malloy. Bounce pass to Ian Calvert. Into the near corner. Thacker. Double team. Gets it back out to Calvert. Toppers with a 14-point lead in the basketball. Here's DeLuca taking the ball to the hole, and he is double-teamed and hammered. Take your choice on a couple of blue shirts. It'll be DeLuca at the line to shoot two for the Hilltoppers. And that is going to be a fifth foul on Brendan Stewart. Team six, so Brendan Stewart will foul out of the ball game with 6:14 remaining. On his first night back in action after recovering from an injury. Meanwhile, Matt DeLuca at the line to shoot two for the Toppers. And the big guy puts the first one through. He's got 16 points tonight. And the Toppers lead by 15, 45-30. And the next toss is in and out, no good. Rebound by Carlinville. Davis into the front court for the Cavies. Off to Barry Stewart. Top of the key, off to Kyle Kleeman for three. Around and out, no good. Rebound by Dylan Perkins for Hillsboro. 6 minutes to go in the game. Toppers with a 15-point lead in the ball. Calvert, top of the key. Spinning around, gives it off to keeper Thacker down to Matt DeLuca, who dipped his shoulder and ran in to Nick Evans, and a player control foul on Matt DeLuca. Matt will get his second personal. 19 foul, 12 turnover, and timeout on the floor. 5:51 to go in this ball game. Hillsboro leads it 45-30 over Carlinville. Back with more in 40 seconds.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
RogerJennings.com is your internet connection to Roger Jennings in Hillsboro. Pre-shop the inventory, meet team members, and find out more about the dealership. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need a GM award-winning service department, just visit Roger Jennings in Hillsboro or visit RogerJennings.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
More basketball Monday night. Girls basketball doubleheader. Pena at Litchfield. Southwestern to Carlinville. Our coverage begins about 7:30 Monday night here on WSMI FM 106 and on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. Coppers with a 15-point lead. Cavaliers with a basketball. As play resumes, Mercury out front to Davis. Around to Barry Stewart, who drives into the free throw line area. Gets cut off there by Ian Calvert. Comes back out front to Adelmo Marcuri. Marcuri lost his dribble. Out to Davis. The lane opens up. Luke goes down. Feeds off underneath. Good! Layup by Nick Evans. Evans with 4 points tonight. 45-32. So the topper lead cut to a Baker's dozen. Here's DeLuca in the backcourt. And now a timeout called by Hilltopper coach Joe Vanzo. 5:18 to go in this ballgame. Toppers lead by 13. 45-32 over Carlinville. We'll be back with more in 40 seconds.
JF Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Whether you're 16 or 60, it's always a good time to plan for retirement. Are you going to be financially prepared when the time comes to enjoy your golden years? Bank and Trust Company can help you make sure with an IRA, the tax-deductible way to build for the future. Ask about your IRA options at Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, the Toppers inbound the ball and lose control of it. Luke Davis comes down the lane for Carlinville, misses the shot and the rebound by the Hilltoppers. Here's Dylan Perkins along the left sideline in the front court. Out front to Evan Malloy. Toppers swing it to the right side, into the corner to Thacker. Back out to Calvert. Thacker goes back, door underneath, layup by Perkins. Good. Terrific pass from Thacker. Perkins finishes it up. He's got five tonight. 47-32. Hillsboro with the lead. Carlinville with the ball. 4:40 to go in the ball game, and a pushing foul on Evan Malloy as he ran into Adelmo Marcuri. And for Malloy, that's going to be his second. Team's 10th with two free throws. So Adelmo Marcuri gets two free ones for the Cavaliers. And they'll be glad to take them. Down by 15, and the clock stops. Free throw by Adelmo is good. He has 6 points tonight. That makes it 47-33. Barry Stewart will leave the game, and Brad Wise comes back in. And the next toss is good. Marcuri has seven. 47-34 is the topper lead. Toppers with the ball. Calvert coming out of the backcourt. Backdoor wide open. Perkins layup easy. 7 points for Dylan Perkins. 49-34. Toppers extend their lead back to 15 with 4.5 to go in the game. Here's Marcuri out front. Around to Kleeman. He drives in, puts up the running shot. No good. And now we've got a foul called against the Hilltoppers. And this one's against Matt DeLuca. That'll be his third. Automatic two now from this point on for the Cavaliers on every Hilltopper foul. Except, of course, an offensive or player control foul. First free throw attempt by Nick Evans. No good. So the score remains. Hillsboro 49, Carlinville 34. 4:16 to go in this game. And the next toss is good. Evans with 5 points tonight. 49-35. Toppers by 14. 4:14 to go in the game. Thacker on the dribble down to the right baseline. Fires it back out front. Saved from going into the backcourt by Evan Malloy. He goes to the right side to Calvert. Ian, a long cross-court pass into the stands. Into the stage area. Turnover number 14. And unlike baseball, you got to throw this one back when it goes into the stands. Out of the ball game is Brad Wise and Luke Davis back in. So it's Kleeman Davis, Barry Stewart, Mark Curry, and Brendan and Nick Evans out there now for Carlinville. Here's Barry Stewart on the dribble out front. He puts the ball back out to Mark.
Perfect pass from Mark Curry. He hit Kyle Kleeman with the layup.
Kleeman with six, 49-37. That was a dandy pass. 49-37, Toppers with the lead, 3.5 to go in the game. Toppers with the basketball. Here's Calvert out front with it. Into the right corner. Back out to Calvert on the wing. Near the top of the key, Malloy. Now to the right side to Kiefer Thacker. Cavaliers in their 2-3 zone. Here's Calvert. Cross-court pass to Thacker underneath DeLuca. Layup good. That puts it right off the glass and in. Nat DeLuca with 18 points tonight. 51-37. Toppers extend their lead. 3:05 to go in the ball game. Carlinville with the basketball. Cavs need to get some shots and need to get them to fall so they can cut into this lead if they want to hang in here late in the going. Here's a jumper from the baseline, no good. And a great job of blocking out on that shot from Kyle Kleeman that was missed by the Hilltoppers. A great job of blocking out by the Hilltoppers on the shot that Kleeman put up. And the Toppers' keeper Thacker gets the ball and gets fouled at midcourt. He'll be at the line with a 1-1. Foul that time against Kyle Kleeman. That'll be his third, team seventh. 1-1 now for keeper Thacker, who has not scored since the first quarter. He had 5 points in that opening quarter, and he misses the front end of a 1-1. 2:47 to go. Cavaliers down, 51-37, have the basketball. Here's Davis leaning in, forcing the shot. Got it tipped away, and now he caught it on the baseline, out of bounds. And the ball will go back to the Hilltoppers. Comes into the backcourt to Thacker. Now to Matt DeLuca. The big guy comes out dribbling, and a long pass down the floor to Dylan Perkins. Left-handed layup, and he gets it. Perkins with nine. 53-37, Toppers back on top by 16. 2:19 to go in the ballgame. Marcuri for the three from the left corner. Somebody got a hand on it. That could have been Malloy. There's a bounce pass at midcourt to Thacker going in for the left. He missed it. Rebound Malloy. Comes back out front. Toppers reset with just over 2 minutes to go. Looks like the Toppers are going to pick up their first victory of this 2010-2011 campaign. Here's DeLuca, edge of the lane, posting up. Spins, puts it up and in. 20 points tonight for Matt DeLuca. 55-37, Toppers by 18 with 106 seconds to go in the game. Carlinville with the ball. Here's a three from the corner. Good from Kyle Kleeman. He buried it from deep in the right corner. He's got nine. 55-40. Now a steal by Barry Stewart. He goes in for the layup, and Stewart with 13 tonight. That makes it 55-42. So the Cavaliers aren't done slicing away at the Hilltopper lead. 83 seconds to go in the game. Toppers get the ball into the front court. Thacker off the Perkins layup. Good. And a foul called underneath. Perkins with that bucket has 11. That makes it, well, let's see, 57-42. And Marcuri got the foul. That is going to be his fifth. So Adelmo is fouled out tonight with a minute 16 to go. And to the charity stripe will be Dylan Perkins, a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he connects on it. He's got a dozen. 58-42, Toppers lead by 16 with just 75 seconds to go in this game. Barry Stewart, Brad Wise, left corner for three. No good for the Cavaliers. Rebound by the Toppers. 2-on-1 for the Toppers. Malloy off to Calvert. Layup good. Calvert with seven. 60-42. Less than a minute to go in the ballgame. Hillsborough with the lead. Carlinville with the basketball. And from the corner, Kleeman, another three is good. Kleeman sticks home another tray. He's got a dozen. 60-45. Toppers with the lead. The ball in 40 seconds to go in the game. And the Toppers are on their way to their first victory of this year. And there's a foul out front as Malloy got trapped in the coffin corner. He was double-teamed by Kleeman and Wise out there and got fouled. So Malloy will be at the line to shoot the one and one. Foul that time called on Kleeman. That is his fourth, team's eighth. Evan Malloy, the six-foot senior at the Charities Drive to shoot the one and one. All the Hilltoppers are back playing defense. Malloy, the only topper in the area of the free throw lane, and he hits the front end of a one and one. He's got a nickel's worth of points tonight. And the Toppers extend their lead to 61-45. Next toss, no good. Chased down by the Cavaliers. With only 30 seconds to go in this game. Here's a long three from the right corner, no good by Brad Wise. Rebound by Kiefer Thacker for the Hilltoppers. 20 seconds to go. Thacker, top of the key. Toppers will try to run the clock now. 14 seconds to go in the ball game. Toppers led from the get-go, and they're going to win this one tonight. Clock down to 5 seconds. And the Hillsborough Hilltoppers pick up their first win of the season, winning tonight over the Carlinville Cavaliers by the final of 61-45. And we'll come back with a wrap from Hillsborough High School right after these messages.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Barry Toad back at Hillsborough High School. The final tonight, Hillsborough 61, Carlinville 45 in our boys' varsity game. Earlier tonight in the girls' varsity game, Hillsborough beat Carlinville 59-49. In this boys' game, scoring-wise for the Cavaliers, 2 points from Luke Davis, 5 points from Brendan Stewart. Kyle Kleeman had a dozen, 7 from Adelmo Marcuri, 4 from Nick Evans, a Baker's dozen from Barry Stewart, and Ben Butcher had a single point. Quarters of 11, 11, 7, and 16 for the Cavaliers. They had 19 turnovers in the ball game and were 5 of 10 from the charity stripe. For the Hilltoppers, 5 points from Evan Malloy, 7 from Ian Calvert. Kiefer Thacker had 5, 2 from Dylan White, 10 points from Curtis Clark, 8 of those coming in the third quarter, a dozen points from Dylan Perkins, and then Matt DeLuca with 20. Quarters of 14, 18, 12, and 17. Toppers, 15 turnovers tonight. They were 14 of 20 from the charity stripe. So with that win, the Toppers now 1-3 on the season. Cavaliers drop to 0-2. Thanks to Tony Tuzzo, who produced our broadcast tonight. Thanks to Andy Stritzel, the AD here at Hillsborough High School, and to our friends at Hillsborough for their hospitality. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. More basketball Monday night. Payne at Litchfield, Southwestern at Carlinville, a girls' doubleheader beginning at 7:30. Right here on FM 106 and on the internet at WSMIRadio.com. Once again, our two varsity finals tonight here at Hillsborough. In the girls' game, Hillsborough 59, Carlinville 49. In the boys' game, Hillsborough 61, Carlinville 45. I'm Terry Toth. So long from Topperland.